Cortez, thank you for guiding our guests here tonight from so far away. Such a distance must not be easy after what happened to you. Well, Mr. Nichols never was very grateful to begin with, was he? Here, a bowl of eyeballs, your favorite, for your troubles. The most I could gather for tonight were gecko eyeballs, though. And you certainly took your time, didn't you? I sent Cortez to guide you here. He knew where to find you, with my direction, of course. Just as I said, I saw your visit in my mind's eye. Unfortunately, my foresight only goes as far as one full day into the future. Too bad I didn't have the power of telepathy, as I knew you would have difficulty navigating your way to my home, so I provided you with assistance from my friend instead. Please, take this. Oh, just some of my hospitality. Nothing you wouldn't find in a common vegetable patch. I trade my food in the village weekly, so there's nothing unseemly in the stew, if that's what you're thinking. You've come a long way, so nourishment is in order, I'd say. I have many names. The Mistress of Tales, the Mother of Stories, the Goddess of Written Arts. Preference? Not particularly. As long as you recognize you are in the presence of a woman with the knowledge that I possess. You are forgiven, my dear. Now, I know your name. Did you not hear me? Of course I know your name. I can't very well have the right to use my clairvoyance if I didn't use it to learn the names of my guests. Now, on to the reason you were called here. Called? Yes, that is how this works, after all. And this is your tale to hear. You certainly are full of questions and lip. Silence, boy. This definitely been some time since I've told this story. How coincidental. My job as the Mistress of Tales is to provide a particular story to those who are called to my home. As each person is different, every story I provide them with is different. The deep magic dwells and flourishes powerfully in these woods. It is that magic that calls you to me. The deep magic knows you are in need of knowledge. I provide that knowledge in the form of a story. You continue to interrupt my explanations as you do with your inane questions, and I may have to invoke some magic of my own to silence you. Well, my most powerful medium is that of the written word. An oral form of the story is how I grant knowledge to those who are called to my home. What you do with that knowledge is something I am not privy to. Even if I was, I would not be at liberty to tell you. That is your task, to decipher the knowledge I provide. Whether it be for your journey through life, your relationships with others, or for your own self-discovery. Every story means something different to each individual that hears it. The sigil I conjured in the flames here tells me which story I am to tell you. With that being said, traveler, you who have been called into the realm of the Mother of Stories by the deep magic, would you like to hear the tale that is to be told to you this night? Excellent. Please take a seat on one of the logs beside me. Your story is, in fact, one of my personal favorites. Once upon a time, at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as Happy Folk lived. Their very existence, a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clouds. Here they played out their peaceful lives, innocent of the litany of excess and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, Strange folk arrived in the town. They came in, camouflaged, hidden behind dark glasses, and no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the truth of the eyes, the happy folk were blind. In time, strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things. And soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich seam fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folk slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk mined deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monkey. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant at first. It grew and took a strophody so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing. That is all there is to the story. No preamble, history, or afterword. Besides, even if there were, that is not what you were summoned here to hear from me. The rest, my dear, is up to you. I have given you the tools to equip yourself. You need to piece the rest of this puzzle together yourself. It will tell you where to go from here, what actions or words you will use in the future. As for me, my part of the story is over. See me again. Perhaps, perhaps not. It is within the realm of possibility that you may be brought here again for another story. But as much power as my foresight allows me, I cannot know for certain. To see me? Why would you want to do a thing like that? You enjoy my company. You wish to become better acquainted with me as a person and not just the mother of stories? I confess that I've not had anyone express their desires to visit me of their own accord. Even the people of the village nearby see me as the witch with the dusty books. You really want to see me again, don't you? As long as you can continue to call me mistress, goddess, or mommy? Oh my. You really are an interesting fellow. And I suppose I could use a... what did you call it? A good boy to keep me company. I think I like the sound of that. Oh, careful. With how excited you're looking, you might want to hold off before heading to the village. Yes, Cortez, I know we have another traveler coming soon. Can you head off to the south to greet them, please? I'd love to have you stay longer and help you with your unique problem. However, as Cortez so abruptly warned me, I have yet another story to tell. I don't visit the village often, usually on Wednesdays to trade, but otherwise I am here, performing my normal duties and curating my collection of stories. I'm very flattered at your interest. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Perhaps more of you as well. Farewell, my dear. I hope the knowledge I have provided you will serve you well. Farewell, my good boy.